This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Trump administration rolled back Obama-era vehicle mileage standards last week. That was disappointing for Colorado climate activists. CPR environment reporter Grace Hood has more.
The Trump administration announced new terms for how much gas cars and trucks use. Instead of the Obama-era goal of nearly 55 miles per gallon by 2025, the Trump administration will bring that down to 40 miles per gallon.
It just doesn't make sense to us. From a cost perspective, from a health perspective, from an environmental perspective, it's the wrong way to go.
Danny Katz is a climate and consumer activist at the Colorado Public Interest Research Group. He says transportation is the largest contributor of greenhouse gases in the state. The Obama-era goal was an easy win for air quality.
And it just costs you more at the pump. You just literally have to pay more for every mile that you're driving.
Katz says that could amount to as much as $3,200 over the lifetime of a vehicle. Colorado and other states like California have signaled plans to sue the federal government in the coming weeks. John Putnam heads environmental programs for the state.
We're disappointed, but we're prepared to move on because we all know to save consumers money, provide more regulatory certainty for the auto industry, and to meet our climate objectives, we're going to have to increase fuel efficiency.
Colorado legislators passed an ambitious climate agenda that requires a 50% greenhouse gas reduction over the next 10 years. The state was counting on big gains from fuel efficiency standards. In the short term, Putnam says it may reach out to automakers to ask for voluntary fuel efficiency measures. The picture all adds up to uncertainty for the car industry. Tim Jackson heads up the Colorado Auto Dealers Association.
It is in a state of flux, and it's going to continue that way unless and until there is either a settlement in court or a national standard that we can all get back to.
Jackson favored the Trump administration policy because he thinks higher fuel efficiency would make the cost of vehicles more expensive. But more importantly, he wanted certainty. Now that certainty is something that the industry won't see anytime soon. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Businesses around the country are asking for coronavirus relief, and that is next here on CPR News.